tomorrow, as a matter of fact, the North Coast Cannabis Conference. It is the second one in Sonoma County at 11, from 7:30 to 11 a.m. at the Hyatt Regency in Santa Rosa. Keynote speaker, and no surprise, is the chief of the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation. Lori Ajax is here. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
When you were a little girl, did you think, I want to be a cannabis czar? That's what I want to be when I grow up.
Well, not exactly, but it sort of turned that out that way, didn't it?
Have you ever smoked pot?
I have not. I have not.
Just curious about your background. And it's okay to say yes now, you know.
Well, it is legal, that is for sure. But
yes.
I still have not consumed cannabis. So.
All right. Well, there's always something to look forward to then. It should the day arise, I should say. And this is conference number two. We've been legalized since January. It feels like the process is moving along at a snail pace. Is that accurate?
You know, I think for the Bureau, it doesn't seem that way because we are busy continuing to issue temporary licenses. The Bureau's issued just under 2,000 licenses in the last 4 months. And now we're in the process of extending some of those temporaries and also processing and investigating the annual licenses so on the Bureau end of it, we're pretty busy. And but I know,
well, you're in it every day
there,
exactly.
Yeah,
but to us it does seem like a slow pace in terms of getting everybody to get their permit and to get into business so we can start seeing tax dollars, etc. And we, you know, fully expected Sonoma County, certainly the Northern California, to be a leader in this entire process. Are we yet?
You know, I think when you look at where we're at, I think in total we've issued over 6,000 licenses. I think Northern California has been the leader in that, but I know there's still a lot of work to do. There's still, we need to still continue to work with the locals to get more approvals out.
What's the hang up for growers at this stage of the game?
Well, I think for right now, for at least for any of our licensees, is that they do have to get approval from the local jurisdiction before the Bureau or even Department of Food and Ag can issue a license. So I think that is still, we're still looking at cities and counties that are still working on their ordinances or making a decision on what commercial cannabis activity they're going to allow in their jurisdiction. So I think there's a lot of work to do there.
It's kind of funny when we pass something sort of monumental, like we did with recreational marijuana in California, it seems like we should know about this enough about the subject before it goes on the ballot so that when a legalization occurs, we should be able to hit the ground running. But in effect, this is a deliberate slow rollout to make sure that everybody's on board. And that means not just growers and not just recipients or customers, but also the neighbors and the cities and the counties and all of that. So it's complicated, isn't it?
It is very complicated because you are trying to balance economics, making sure our businesses can thrive. But at the other side, you've got to ensure public safety, make sure the community feels that they've been well-informed and part of the process.
Yeah.
So it is that delicate balance.
Yeah, always the delicate balance. Where might we be 5 years from now in this effort?
Wow, I would like to say that we will have a thriving cannabis economy here in California, where we're issuing licenses and all across the state. So what that number is, I don't know. But if you look at where we're at in the first 4 months at over 6,000, I think it looks pretty good for 5 years from now. Definitely a lot more licenses. And I think you're going to find that, you know, cannabis is going to, you know, going to like a retailer for cannabis is going to normalize. You know, it's going to be routine like it is for going to like a alcohol establishment.
Yeah, and we do have a few of those here in the North Bay, as far as growers and purveyors, too. So we should be used to it on that particular level. But you're right. It has to get into sort of, you know, Californians on a cellular level that this is now okay. And moving forward is a good idea. You know, of course, here in the North Bay, we could use some taxes coming in. We have a lot of property taxes that we're not going to be able to take advantage of because of the homes lost during the fire. So whenever tax money comes in that we think we can be a part of, we're all for it.
Yeah, and I think we're going to start seeing those first quarter tax revenues. We're going to get that from the California Department of Tax and Fee, I believe, in the next week or so. And it'll give us a good idea of where we're headed here in California with the tax revenue.
And let's talk, Lori, about the big fat elephant in the room. And that, of course, is where do we put the cannabis money? Are we making any inroads in terms of the banking possibilities for growers and purveyors?
You know, I think we are. I would say that's probably a slower pace than the rest of it.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah,
not come easy for the state, especially with, you know, not a lot of federal guidance on this. But I think you're seeing at the legislature, they're addressing it. There's currently a bill to set up a bank that would allow cannabis operators to operate. So I think you are seeing the state, you know, trying to solve the problem, even if we just solve it on a temporary basis until maybe we can get some, you know, federal guidelines more that would allow banks to feel more comfortable banking the cannabis industry.
What have you learned from other states who are ahead of our game in the legalization process?
Well, I think we always say that you always learn from the rollouts of the other state.
Yeah.
What went wrong, you know, one of the things we wanted to make sure is that, you know, we were looking at how we're dealing with products, edible products, making sure they weren't getting in the hands of kids, making sure we have safe products, and making sure that we have product on the shelf. So I think we learned a lot from how they rolled things out, what worked, what didn't work. You know, even though we have different laws, there's always, you know, those lessons learned. And I think for the most part, the rollout has gone fairly smooth, though, like you said, probably not as quickly as people would like to see. But I think when you look at the first 4 months, I think it's gone fairly well. But obviously, still a lot more work to do, and also making necessary changes to those regulations that we have in place right now, and at least making those changes to help businesses, especially the ones that are getting into the regulated market.
And I think you're right. I really think in 5 years, we're going to be looking back saying, what was the big deal? What was everybody so upset about? You know,
be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. And I know that that's not your job, you know, technically speaking, but theoretically, you are holding the umbrella under which this lives. What will be the points that you want to stress tomorrow at the North Coast Cannabis Conference?
Well, I think I want to stress, you know, talking about implementation and honestly stress that the state wants. I mean, we're not going to just sit on our hands, and if we see problems with the system or the regulations, we're going to make those changes. We're going to continue to, you know, get feedback from those businesses because, you know, when you look at right now with our emergency regulations, we're seeing how it's working for businesses, and I think just continue to tell them, keep talking to us, keep telling us what the issues are, because we're in it with them.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important point. We have to be successful together, so we have to stick together to get this done right.
Yeah, you're right about that. It takes all the parts to get together in order to move further down the line with this, and we will move further down the line. Looking ahead, Lori, and we're talking with Lori Ajax, the chief of the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation. Looking ahead, how big a part would you expect cannabis to be in California's economy?
I think when you look at, I think it's going to be a big part. I really do. I think as we start to, you know, issue more licenses and they become permanent licenses and have, especially if we open up more areas of the state that's going to have it, I think it's, you're going to find a thriving business. I think you're going to have folks that concentrate on the craft part of it, that really develop their brand, where you can go and you can, you know, consume cannabis at some of these retail places. And I think you're going to just see more of that, similar to like the craft beer industry and the craft distill industry. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
And as we discover, well, we know here in Sonoma County that we are a destination location for people who love wine, for people who love food or cycling, or, you know, the sights and sounds of outdoor living. And I would imagine that we would be a destination location when it comes to cannabis moving forward, too.
I agree with you. I think you're going to continue to see California be the leader on innovative products. And I think there's just a you know, even myself, I learn all the time the unique aspects of cannabis, the different products that are offered. And I think you're going to find that going forward.
And how much should parents still be concerned about youngsters' access to marijuana?
You know, I think they need to be vigilant when they have cannabis products in the home, make sure they're, you know, away from kids. So I think that's something we, as a state, we should all be concerned about and continue to be, you know, put that message out there, too. I know we have... things in place with the regulations where for edibles you have to have child-resistant packaging, but I think it's up to all of us to make sure that we don't have any scares where kids are getting access to cannabis.
Yeah, yeah, I think nobody wants that for sure, and it's not what we want sort of as a part of this whole equation when it comes to cannabis. And it'll be interesting moving forward. It already is, and there's no sign of an ending to that story. So on that basis alone, it is continuing to be interesting. Will we see it advertised on TV?
I don't know that's I think it depends. It really does, based on the statute and the regulations, how that plays out. Maybe I don't think you're going to see that right now, especially with the federal prohibition on cannabis. But I think that is definitely something you're going to see evolve in the future.
I could see all the advertising salespeople right now making a plan. They're making a plan to go out and talk to these cannabis business people and say, hey, you know, it's right around the corner. Let's get ready for it right now. It is a very interesting conversation and a very big job that you have, Lori. Thanks for talking to us about it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
That is Lori Ajax, Chief of the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation. She'll be there, the keynote speaker, tomorrow morning at the Hyatt Regency in Santa Rosa from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow. For more information on that, you can go to the North Bay Business Journal. They've got all the information on tomorrow's event.